Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon, nagbabalik para sa ikalawang taon sa Melbourne International Film Festival, si Caleb Rebates. Kamusta?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing today?
Mabuti. Welcome at congratulations. Second year in a row.
Yes, yes. Yeah, very lucky.
Anong feeling mo?
It feels good. It feels good to be recognized and acknowledged by the festival. Knowing that, there are some people in that circle that are aware of the work that I'm doing and that they've engaged with it.
Kung di ako nagkakamali, yung unang beses na nalaman mo, you were having lunch with your girlfriend. And when you received the email.
Yes, yes.
So, for the second time around, what did you feel when you were like, I made it again this year?
Well, I was in a similar boat. I was just waiting. And it's awesome because you just never expect it when it does happen. And this time I was at work. I was just closing at work. I work in retail. And as I was leaving the doors, I got an email. And I knew exactly what it entailed as soon as I saw the subheading. And the same thing, except I didn't cry. I screamed. I'm pretty sure every shop around us heard that as well. And my coworkers were really confused why I was jumping.
Yep. But so your mom and dad must be really, really proud.
Oh, I hope so. I think they're always supportive of my work. But I haven't actually told them officially.
So, surprise na lang sila pag napakinggan nila yung interview mo.
Yeah, I guess.
Yung una mo ay anak. Ito ay tungkol sa relasyon sa magulang at saka anak na nag-migrate sa Australia. Ngayon naman, lakad. It is about second generation and they're negotiating their space and identity, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so last year when we were representing anak, we were following, the migrant story and the family dynamic within migrants and their children coming up in their upbringings in Australia. We revisited similar themes with connecting to the Filipino culture and the first and second generation experience. But this time I wanted to go about it in a much more provoking manner, in a way that our methodology involves more of impulse and exploring spaces rather than knowing the story from the beginning.
What do you mean by exploring spaces?
Originally, when we were shooting Anak, I had a script and there was a concrete idea and a story that we wanted to explore. This time coming, I knew for this next project, I really wanted to explore what it means to explore our culture, not through my personal lens, but through a collective lens. So when I was making the film, the initial process, instead of traditionally making a script for the film, it was about gathering, members of the community and working through the story together. And when we started, collectively brainstorming some ideas, it was very evident to me that there were some ideas that couldn't work and there were some philosophies that were clashing. But I had to retract and look at the bigger picture and look at the threads that, everyone has been talking about. And it's, once again, funnily enough, the common thread is really our relationship to our culture through our parents. So once we found this thematic thread, it was about investigating that together.
Did you find that there was a commonality in the relationships between first and second generation?
Yeah, definitely, 100%. Within the process, I was, trying to collaborate and understand through the older generation and their experiences, vice versa to, people who are younger, my age and those who are younger. And it feels that there's a similar thread in those different generations, in the older generation, being absent from the motherland and really trying to find their life in Australia. And with the younger generation, it was about being disconnected from the motherland because never having felt that presence. And in the result of that is being disconnected from our parents and our families and our culture. So we have these two different philosophies where this older generation is about the absence of that. And then you know, the younger generation is the disconnect of that culture. So it was this, you know, two ideologies that we wanted to explore and see, you know, what is the experience, to observe that experience, not really expressing a solution, but really just navigating through that experience and what it would feel like and what it would look like.
I've interviewed a few second-generation migrants, Filipino-Australians, and a lot of them, as you mentioned, feel the disconnect, but they have this urge to reconnect into their adulthood. Is that something that happened to you and to the people you've interviewed as well?
Of course, yeah. Like, you know, that like the reason, you know, I feel like the up-and-coming Filipino creative wave is really about that motivation, like to reconnect with that culture and to establish that here for future generations, to uplift that and acknowledge it, but also to, you know, understand it and what it means for us ongoing Filipinos who are being, you know, brought up here in Australia. For me personally, it was it was definitely there for me to reconnect with my culture, but I think the priority for me was to first understand why there was a disconnect and, you know, how it's expressed.
Your parents are both Filipinos, correct?
That's correct.
So how did you feel that disconnect? Because I myself, as a parent, would consciously involve my children in things that are very Filipino, introduce them to things that are very Filipino. So coming from a parent's perspective, that is what I'm doing. But from a child's perspective, where did the disconnect happen, or when did it happen?
I think that disconnection starts to form when you as a child or you're growing up start to go into spaces away from your parents, such as school and other, you know, extra curricular activities or hanging out with people who are not Filipino. You start to realize in school that, you know, whatever norms have been established at your own home is not really the norm outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you start also adjusting to that dynamic and to that environment. But then when you go back at home, you know, the norms again have changed and these values have changed. So when these types of values and norms are always interchanging, it really creates a lost feeling for myself, I can speak for myself, you know. And with this interchanging values and this lostness, you start to really question, who are you and, you know, what do you stand for? Of course, I'm Filipino, you know, by blood and through my upbringing, but there's an also different perspective of that upbringing. And then what really intrigues me is this, you know, perspective of a combined culture where you're adapting to both. And it, in result, it forms a different perspective, a very entirely new experience. That's why, you know, when I'm talking with these second generation Filipinos or collaborating with these type of people, we have a similar type of outlook in the sense that there's a new emergence of experience that is very unique to the migrant, to the second generation experience, which is much different, in my opinion, to those who are first generation and those who are migrated here in Australia.
And in making this film, did you find different answers to that question?
100%. Yeah, 100%. Whilst there was a common thread of us, you know, having that disconnect, you know, I felt there are some people who have a good balance in finding a connection or understanding their positions as second generation Filipinos. And there are some who just, you know, have a much more different experience where in the story, it's really about how this child and their parent don't really understand each other. And unfortunately, the coming of age era, that awkwardness and that uncomfortability is present for some people growing up. But, you know, that's that era. And once that era finalizes, you know, we can always have an opportunity to see what we can do to reconnect.
Did you have to choose between being Filipino or being Australian? Because you said earlier that going to public spaces, you had to renegotiate your identity and the norm and the things that were happening. And once you come back into your home, it's a whole different set of things happening again.
I feel like that's a very common question, you know, growing up. I can only speak for myself. You know, everyone has different experiences and perspectives. But me personally, you know, asking that question growing up, I think what I've accepted, you know, at this stage of my life is you can be both. There is no one identity, because, you know, you start to realize that it emerges as two different things, but becomes one thing. And hence why I think such an experience is different, because you look, I am Australian and I am Filipino. I can't take one identity away from the other. And one identity has its own struggles and, you know, positives. But there, for me, from my perspective, there is no one or the other. There is both. I am Filipino. And you have to say it, you know, proudly. You have to cement that in your ideology. No matter, you will have doubts because you're ashamed of not speaking Tagalog or your own dialect. You're ashamed that your accent is a bit different when you're speaking English to different people. You'll be ashamed when your mannerisms are slightly different. And it's the same thing for being Australian. You're ashamed. You know, you can be ashamed. You know, you don't have that same traditional background that every other Australian has. You'll be ashamed that you didn't experience, you know, these sort of staycations or experiences growing up. But at the end of the day, there's nothing really to be ashamed of, because there is no wrong. You know, you can only exist and try your best and acknowledge the parts of who you are.
Looking forward to Lakad at the Melbourne International Film Festival. And thank you very much, Kate Libre-Bates, and congratulations again.
Thank you.
E-like, e-share, and comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.